This is CliffCentral.com.
I love girls, 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 girls.
You can't have three girlfriends?
No.
Why?
I could have two. It's like, I don't want three.
Does it stress you out having that many girlfriends?
Yeah. It's like, I have to give one up.
Oh, no. How are you going to decide who to give up?
I don't know. It's like, they're all pretty. I have to give one up.
Oh, it's rough being five, isn't it?
I wish I was four again.
Gentlemen by Choice on CliffCentral.com.
Wait, what time is it today? It's 12 o'clock. What day is it? It's a Thursday. You know what time it is? It's time for Gentlemen by Choice. Yeah, baby! Yeah! Such a lovely day. It is a lovely Thursday. And each and every Thursday, we have the shortest hour in the week, happening between 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock with the show I like to call Gentlemen by Choice. I'm always never alone. I'm always joined by some fantastic gentlemen with me. And together, we really do some mean, mean things. Of course, these people go by the name of Lesego Maphanga and Simpiwe Pedros. Lesego, how you doing, brother? I'm really good. Simpiwe?
Yeah, I'm all good, buddy. I'm all good. 100%, you know.
So pretty much, how'd you guys find that last clip that we just played?
This kid had nice life problems.
Had very nice life problems.
I mean, I mean, if you didn't hear that clip, I'm just going to play it one more time.
Just for control.
Just for control.
You can't have three girlfriends?
No.
Why?
I could have two. It's like, I don't want three.
Does it stress you out having that many girlfriends?
Yeah. It's like, I have to give one up.
Oh, no. How are you going to decide who to give up?
I don't know. It's like, they're all pretty. I have to give one up.
Oh, it's rough being five, isn't it?
I wish I was four again.
It's rough being five, isn't it? This kid had three girlfriends, and I'm sure Valentine's is approaching, and he's thinking, no, I have to give up one of them. Like,
I just don't know what to do with my life.
It is like, so how are you going to decide? It's like, I don't know, they're all pretty.
Like, I think he's feeling the pressure, like, I don't know what to do with my life. I can't meet all their needs, you know? It's just too much. They're all pretty. How do I choose?
Because now you must go to play dates with all three of them. Like, I'd be so tired if I was him as well. He's right. There's only so much PlayStation you can play, right?
Oh, goodness.
Yes.
It's 5-year-old problems in 2016. I mean,
yes,
did you have any girlfriends when you were 5 years old?
Dog, I highly doubt it. How 5 years old, but you're still in preschool, right?
Yeah.
Dog. Yeah. I'd really doubt it. I highly doubt it.
Do you even think of stuff like that at that age? Like, let's just
And how to pick. Now they're pretty.
Actually,
and you even know that they're pretty.
At that point, you actually don't even like girls.
Dog.
You know, there's that whole thing like, oh, you want to play with girls.
Yeah.
Like, girls weird at that time. Don't you? Like, yes. I don't know. Like, I think being a 5 year old in these days is really tough. Eh? It's complicated.
These kids have Mixit or WhatsApp at 5 years old.
Yes. And social media and stuff like that and weird things. Like, I don't understand.
I saw a picture just the other day, and it's like me when I was 14. So this girl looks like a 14-year-old.
Yeah.
And then 14-year-olds nowadays, and they look like 25-year-olds.
Jeez.
Like all glammed up.
And we used to notice this when we were watching TV, like these American 14-year-olds. They're like, what? 14? You know
how?
I mean, look at, for instance, Willow Smith. This girl looks mature, right? You should hear the things that she talks about, you know, when she's talking, even on Oprah, and you're thinking, Then you find out this girl is, I mean, that time she was 11. She's 11 sounding like she's 18, maybe 19, going on to 20.
The one that blew my mind, Kendall and Kylie Jenner.
Yeah.
I swear they grew up overnight. I swear they got... Because they were like, oh, like normal kids. And then like the next moment, it's like, oh, supermodel this and this and that. And like what just happened?
Yeah, no, it's hectic, guys. I would like... It's really hectic. Like.
No. Yeah, all right. Well, with Valentine's Day coming up, there's all sorts of things to talk about. But if we think, instead of thinking in the future, but we just reflect on the past week.
Yeah.
How are you guys feeling about the past week?
What a week it's been, eh?
It's been an epic week.
Yeah. What a week, bro.
It's been a
like
sick,
you.
Sick week.
Cool. What's the highlights, guys?
Okay, so obviously Saturday we had Unplugged and In Charge Motivational Million Introductory Session. That was a session. Mm. Oh no, if you missed out, like, oh my gosh, it was everything, bro.
Actually, if you missed out, I think just go to hashtag Motivation Million, right?
Yeah.
Hashtag Motivation Million, all the stuff is there. I mean, this was really epic. We were at the Rose Bank, at the Standard Bank head office right there, and we filled up the bank. You know? Hashtag fill up the bank. We filled up the bank with a tribe of superstar leaders, and this was absolutely fantastic. I mean, now you got young people coming from all walks of life with amazing motivational and inspirational, stories to share, and they all want to be part of this movement of just creating super change in the country, and that's for me is amazing. And we got to chat with some of them, and I mean, what I have to appreciate is how some of the people that came through came from very far, made super sacrifices to come through. You know, I was chatting to this one lady. She was from Northwest, and she had spent about 500 rand trying to get to...
She spent her last 500 rand.
The last 500 rand. Now, that right there...
That was true.
I mean, that type of stuff right there deserves a slow clap of the day. And she's not the only one. There were a lot of people just like her who sacrificed quite a lot to make sure that they're there. I mean, one lady came from KZN. We had people...
Swaziland,
man. We had people... not throwing shade on anybody who came from, you know, just locally. What's amazing is that we all came together for a common goal to say, you know what, guys? Let's all bring our resources together. Mm. Let's bring our voices together as the young people of South Africa.
You know
and
what?
Let's create change.
You know the beautiful thing I realized on Saturday is that it's... completely bigger than what we ever imagined that this would be like. That was the most humbling moment when you got people there sitting in a room believing in a movement that they haven't even taken part in. They are invested, bruh. They're truly invested in us going forward. So that was the most humbling thing for me.
I was really impressed that everyone was actually early.
Right. An hour early, bruh.
That's the example of excellence right there.
An hour early.
Yeah, bruh.
Yeah.
Like, focused, I felt like I was kind of late because, I mean, I got there like just an hour and a half before and it was already kind of packed. This is serious stuff. Oh, on another note, you know I've been doing honors, right, at the University of Pretoria.
Yeah.
And
you've been slaving away.
Yeah, bro, it's been tough, man. I won't lie. It's been real. So I was supposed to write my last exam at the end of November, but the day before my last exam, we were in the car accident, right?
Yeah.
So I couldn't write, naturally. But I wrote my last exam a couple of weeks ago, and I was a bit stressed, you know, because it was a lot of work, you know, that I needed to catch up on, and it was a sick exam, so I needed to make sure that I do best, because it's the last module. And I got my results this week, and I got the best mark in the world, right?
The very best mark in the world?
The best mark in the world.
What's the best mark in the world?
50% on the dot.
Yeah!
On the dot! I am out. University of Pretoria, it's been real.
Yeah.
This is Simpio Petros signing out. I'll see you graduate on
drops
this.
Drops the mic.
Yeah. Step of the way, bro. I'm there graduating.
Yeah.
And I'm done.
Done.
Oh, yes, I am done. So it's been a week, bro. That's all I can say.
Do you know what's crazy?
Yeah.
Only engineers understand the importance of 50%.
Ace.
I don't know how many times I've got 50 on the dot.
You know, I need to just, you know, speak for everybody else who's not doing engineering that sometimes it's you know, challenges are relative.
Mm.
So it is super challenging for you and you know something easier, which is true.
Yeah.
But that person does not know anything harder than this, and for them this is real. So when I get a 50 in my BA languages, dude,
it's everything, bro.
It's everything to me too.
It's everything. I don't discredit
50%. We all feel that thing, you know.
Do you guys remember like Animal Farm? So it's like all degrees are equal, but some degrees are more equal than others.
Oh my gosh, like it was real, guys. Like I don't know. I think there's been 5 times in my life where I've gotten 50% on the dot when I needed it. But this one was the most beautiful out of all of them. Last exam as a student at Tux.
Yeah.
Signing out with that 50 on the dot. I'm done.
Jeez.
Yeah.
And I have to. So the thing is, graduate in April. I'll have to wait for September because that's where the second graduation, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool. Nice. It's not too far.
And
away.
I mean, when you get that 50 and you see it there on your results, then
my guy, you know what? You're like, yes,
relief.
I did it.
You even brag about it. You're like, yo, 50. Don't touch me. We're gonna go celebrate.
I did it.
All by myself.
No pillowcase.
So yeah, man, it's been a week, guys. Like I won't. Yeah. It's been an exciting week. Like you.
And then, okay, let me go on my side before I go into Wes's side. Yeah. Let me try to think. There's actually a lot of things coming up this week that we must be excited about. Mm. So that 5-year-old kid, he has a lot of problems, right?
Yeah. That's
I don't true. Think he has as many problems as Jacob Zuma tonight.
Yo.
No one has more issues than that man. Mm. No one in the country is more stressed than that man right now.
You know, State of the Nation Address, it's really becoming like a movie premiere of its own. Like, it's just something so interesting to watch, bro.
It is.
You never know what to expect.
It is.
Jeez, especially nowadays. It's really something that's like, got a potential of trending each and every time.
It will trend.
It's been trending the whole day already.
But there's no doubt. Yeah, there's no doubt that thing will just flourish. And then obviously Valentine's Day is coming.
Yeah, man.
But we don't care about that, so we ain't about that life. I'm joking. Everybody cares about that. Directly or indirectly.
Okay, so I'm gonna say it straight up. Like right now, in my life, it's not a priority. Like this, not like.
No, it's not. But I think I'm gonna do something nice for my sister. So I got 3 of us. So we'll be my sister, my mom, and my niece.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Maybe a spa day or something. We'll see what happens.
Thanks.
But past week, sorry guys. It's Motivation Million.
Mm.
So if you go on Twitter and you look under the hashtag Motivation Million or the hashtag Take Charge, you'll pretty much have the story of what happened.
Yes.
Yeah.
That day, that was epic.
That place was packed, bro.
That was like excellence at its best. Everything literally went smoothly according to plan. Nothing was out of place.
It was funny because I realized excellence when I saw the clock strike 12 on the dot and the first word was spoken. Like it's going down.
And that's pretty much one of our motives. I think it's the main thing. We're trying to make sure that there's a bar of excellence amongst the South African youth and eventually even the continent and the world, the youth in general.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, I think, is one of the most important things, that we just shift that bar up to say, you know, excellence means excellence in terms of how you conduct yourself, the time that you use, presentation, everything just needs to set excellence.
Yeah.
As you know.
I was at the gym at 4 in the morning this morning.
Excellence.
I
was at the gym at 6. Excellence. Hey, man, it's still, no, I was
is.
There.
No, it is. You were there.
I
no, it's
pitched
true.
Up.
It's
you true, know, yeah. Wadrina from Cliff Central, who's literally the manager or the station manager of Cliff Central as well, she says, you know, one of the main qualities of leadership, one of them is showing up.
Mm.
Yeah, just show up.
Showing up.
It's one of the biggest things, eh? Like, I have to say.
It's like, just shut up and show up.
You know, once you've mastered showing up, then you can master showing up on time. So you must climb this thing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just 1 minute of career advice. We just got a message right now that we received. I think this is on WeChat. The gentleman or the lady, I'm not too sure, she asks, is a political science degree a good choice? How much money can one make?
So let me just say this to you now. All of this thing that certain careers make an X amount of money is a generalization.
Yeah.
And to a large extent, it's actually wrong.
Yeah. All I want to say is that go for it and don't necessarily stick to the stereotypical path. Unplug yourself and be yourself, you know?
Mm.
Like, there's a lot of opportunities out there. And what you need to realize within what you're studying is that you develop a way of thinking rather than a path to your future.
Yeah, don't make it rigid for yourself. But basically, I always make it simple. Just do what you enjoy. If you like music and you're crazy about music, study music.
Do music straight up.
If you really like numbers and, you know, they make you happy, go do engineering or actuarial or whatever. But do whatever. Even if you like teaching, go study teaching, because I bet you that the highest earning teacher at Hilton College probably gets paid more than most engineers do on average.
Yeah. So what I want to say also is that money is never a good motivator to decide on what you're going to do.
Yeah. It's never a good motivator.
For me, it was one of the first warning things that I saw in the actual message.
Yeah.
If you're asking, how much money can one make, then already there's a problem there. Because if that's the only drive, or if you, you know, when it comes to passion, normally you follow it and money will come. DJ Smooth said the same thing. I was chatting to him and he was saying, you know what, one thing I've noticed with life is follow passion and the money will just come. Like, because he was studying engineering at first.
Yeah.
I think at TUT, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And he has never done anything with that degree. Instead, he said, okay, no, wait. Let me just follow this passion thing. If I'm crushing your dreams by saying that DJ Spoo was actually Mzege Zege, I'm sorry, but he was Mzege Zege, and he did that, you know, and he followed passion, you know, tried to have this opinionated guy from Ekasi, and then he became one of the best musical artist in South Africa.
Yeah, man.
I mean, he sold more than most guys that were really trying to sing. He wasn't trying to sing.
He
wasn't
trying. He had a kind of funny voice. Like,
you know what I mean? He wasn't trying to sing. He wasn't trying to dress. He wasn't trying to look good. He was just trying to be himself and follow passion. And eventually, the money just, you know, just followed. And that's pretty much how life is. So, what you need to ask is political science a good choice? Because I really, really like it. Is there enough people demanding that? Because I really want to do that, you know, rather than asking about the money, because, hey, there's going to be a time in second year or third year.
You're going to question, is this actually worth it?
Be like, wait a minute, man.
But you know what?
Because a friend of mine, just in conclusion, we were doing chemical engineering, and it was the second week of chemical engineering. We were standing, we were about to go in. It was 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And he looked up at the HSB building there at the University of Pretoria. Then he said to me, you know what, Weza? There's an easier way to make money.
And then he left.
And I mean, look at that, because he came here for money. Now he sees that
it's too much of a graft.
I can make money doing something else.
And even in engineering, like, there's not even that much money. Because, I mean, look at Lesego, for example. He's an engineer, but he's a banker. Like, it makes no sense. So, passion is everything for me, I have to say.
But, and again, so what's the name of the guy?
Just call him full stop.
Yeah. We don't blame you. We don't blame you for the whole money angle, right?
Yeah.
We all want more money. So we're not blaming you. We're not pointing fingers. We're just saying, we're just giving you some really good advice. Go for the passion. Don't even think about the money. If you're good at what you do, you'll always get paid a lot.
Yeah. No, that's important. So just to go back, before we talk about Valentine's Day and this whole rules of engagement thing, I want to go back to the Motivation Million thing, because I think there's a lot of things that were birthed in that introductory session that are really going to move forward. First of all, Motivation Million, it's going to touch 200,000 lives in the coming months. Like, that's a crazy number if you actually think about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Then we spoke about social media and this force, this mob. You know this mob that we currently have called Black Twitter? I think we spoke about this and said, why don't we call it Unplugged Twitter? Unplug yourself from the stereotypical way things are done, and let's use this monster for good, you know, to reach out to more lives and impact more lives. And
yeah, ultimately, any things like social media were made for a certain purpose, which was to connect people, and then we've managed somehow to turn them into the evils of life.
Because
now,
manipulate.
You know, now social media can get you fired. There's a guy who got fired suspended in Sasol, an engineer, because he had said something. It was on Facebook or something like that. And there was, you know, people can get into a lot of trouble sometimes just because of a little thing on social media, though social media in itself was created for a positive thing. And now we should realize how powerful and how positive social media can be if we use it right. Because if you think about it, that when they started ANC many, many years ago, there was no social media. And how would you mobilize the whole youth of a country without having any form of immediate communication? It was very hard. That's why, I mean, the country's just now celebrated 20 years of democracy. So ANC was celebrating, was how much? 100 and something years?
Yeah,
if you're celebrating 104 years, where were you? What were you doing the 80 years before we got this freedom? Like, you were sleeping on our freedom. What was going on? Like, How can you be 80 years old, but the democracy is only 20 years old? Mm. It's and the reason for that 80 year the reason 80 years they've been existing without having a victory is sometimes because there was not an easy way to communicate with everybody. But now there's such an easy way. That means youth movements now are so much more powerful. That's why Fees Must Fall was so powerful, because social media was used to mobilize people. So if you think about that, we are in a much more privileged position now to do much more, because we got that social media power to get things done.
You know the whole Fees Must Fall thing? I was actually at an event for the University of Pretoria where Peter from Unplugged in Charge was one of the speakers. Yeah. And he was speaking about solutions and stuff like that for the whole Fees Must Fall campaign, because they're fighting the whole free education thing. Mm-hmm. Is it sustainable? Is it really a way forward? And it was actually quite interesting that so many people are still stuck on this whole political regime. In order for us to move forward, there are certain things we have to leave back, right? Mm-hmm. And I've never seen a man criticize so much for building solutions. But the one thing I've learned is that if you're never criticized, you're not making much of a difference. And I just want to shout out to Peter for the moves he made and being willing to stand out from the crowd. I mean, the professors from the university, execs from the university were there trying to build solutions, but they were up in the air talking about the past. Peter said, no, you know what the problem is? The GDP, the country spends 0.7% on our GDP for education. Worldwide standard is like 1.75. We need to do something. Free education is not sustainable right now. Yo, people went crazy. So in order to move forward, you're going to need to be criticized quite a bit.
But I think, I don't know, I'm trying to put this into context.
Yeah.
I think we're a very young democracy. I think there's still a lot of fresh wounds. I think people are still very angry, and we can't blame them, you know. But we know Peter's on point.
So
yeah.
I have a lot of faith in Peter. If Peter says XYZ, then we follow
Straight up, bruh.
I wanna just jump now from we've now looked at what the week looked like, and now we need to look at what the next week is looking like. This coming week, it's a special time for ladies. It's a special time for men as well. I mean, Valentine's Day shouldn't really just be about the ladies. It shouldn't.
It's a couple thing, right?
It's supposed to be a couple thing.
Theoretically.
Listen to this engineer speak right here.
Can I interject, guys? Yeah. So can I just answer a question? So Jay-Z is stressed about today, right? Yeah. And then how many wives does he have? How many wives?
Jay-Z.
What? Yeah.
One.
No, Jacob Zuma.
Jay-Z. I thought you're Jay-Z and Beyonce. Like, I went there straight.
Okay, cool. You mean the number one of the country.
The number one of the country.
He's got a number of...
So he's going to be stressed from today, right?
I think he has talked to them. Listen, we are going to plan Valentine's week differently.
Because we need to pay back the man.
No, because ours is Valentine's week, not
I need a day for each one of you.
Yes. So the one I married first, her Valentine's Day will be on Valentine's 14. Day. Yes. Everybody else either before or after, you can choose.
Yeah.
I think so. I think you might have had to make a deal.
That is a stressed man, yeah.
He's a stressed man today as well. But just before, are we about to now just go into some in-depth in terms of what gifts to get? We got a really cool gentleman in studio with us. He's a ladies' man. If you can see him right now, you'd certainly see that this man right here is a
flame of life.
Yeah. So we're going to have him and we're going to chat to him just after this.
This is CliffCentral.com.
No more parties in LA. Please, baby, no more parties.
We have all given the special lady in our lives a gift that she might not have loved as much as we expected she would. Don't leave it to chance this Valentine's Day. Spoil her with a genuine piece of Pandora jewelry, a unique gift that she will cherish forever from only 399 Rand. Visit Pandora.net to locate your nearest store or follow them on Facebook at Pandora South Africa and take the guesswork out of gifting.
Exactly. Take the guesswork out of gifting.
I wish someone would have told me that a couple of years ago.
It would have made our lives a lot easier.
It would have made our lives.
I think Lesego would still have had that girl. Now that I think
this is actually
tragic. Okay, so we got Klaus, and he's from Pandora. We're just going to be chatting a bit about, you know, taking that guess out of gifting and how really the perfect gift really works. Klaus, how are you doing, brother?
Good, good. Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Great stuff. So, Klaus, just tell us a bit about yourself.
Originally from Denmark, I've lived there for 15 years, I know South Africa. Most of my adult life here, and I love it, and it's a fantastic country.
So wait, maybe you should tell us, compared to the ladies in Denmark, how are the South African ladies?
Much better. Much better. But you would expect me to say that, but I genuinely believe that. They're much more warm-hearted, and where we can be... I hope no Danish women are listening at the moment, but I think we can be quite cold, or they can be quite cold.
Yeah.
The men, different thing. We're very warm-hearted, nice people.
I just think they need some South African love, you know?
I agree.
Yeah, man. But I think interesting facts from Valentine's Day. Before we talk about taking the guessing out of Valentine's Day with Pandora, maybe we should share some interesting facts. You guys know that in South Africa, the top three Valentine's Day gifts from a survey done by Pandora are actually... let's take a guess. What's the top three? What do you think, Lisekong?
So obviously, I have my mom, my sister, my niece, right?
Yeah.
So I have to buy them all gifts. So I'd probably buy my niece chocolates, right? Because she likes chocolates.
Yeah.
I'll probably give... my sister's a bit demanding. I'll give her, like, jewelry.
She's a bit demanding.
Yeah, I'll give her, like, jewelry. And I'll give my mom flowers. Because, like, moms love you no matter what you give them.
Yeah.
So I'll just give her, like, flowers.
You know what the funny thing is? Just guys are predictable. I mean, they say that from the survey that guys generally tend to buy flowers and chocolates. And ladies don't necessarily like that. I mean, Wiz is going to share some stats with you on that.
It's actually, but it's because we don't know what to do.
It's actually ridiculous. So from the top three... the top three is number three, lingerie.
Interesting.
Number two, perfume.
Okay, that can be very pricey, but cool.
And number one, jewelry. Did you hear chocolates and flowers there? I don't know about chocolates and flowers, but
I said jewelry. So.
But I said jewelry. Yes. One out of three.
Yeah, man.
And I see one of the stats here says that 50% of women have received a Valentine's Day gift that they did not like.
You see, obviously we've done the research, so now we know. But I think all guys knew before. We don't know what to do on Valentine's Day.
I think it's
as simple as that. And in the past, at least, I didn't know. I would have gone for the safe choices. Your chocolates, your flowers. You can't really go wrong.
What about a balloon?
you get nice balloons. But I have actually attempted lingerie before. Uh-huh. And I wouldn't say I got it wrong.
Did you get the sizes
right?
Yeah,
that's what I want to know.
See, that's the thing. They come in different sizes, right? So the lingerie is very, very tricky. And I actually went into the store to look at the lingerie and found something that wasn't too cheap, also not too expensive. I thought, let me stay in the middle and be safe.
Uh-huh.
And then the sales assistant asked me the question, what size is your girlfriend?
Yeah.
And I just looked, do these things come in different sizes? Obviously, I should have known, but I didn't. So I took the closest lady to my girlfriend in the store and said, she will be more or less like you.
Yeah.
And... it was way too big.
Oh, goodness.
So it was not great. So, and that is one of the tricky things that we have to deal with. So lingerie is out.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, we don't need flowers anymore, do we?
Yeah, I know. Flowers are cliche.
Yeah,
it says, actually, in terms of the stats, 45% of women received flowers for Valentine's Day. And they wanted jewelry.
It's the safe choice.
Mm.
Or at least it used to be.
Let's put it like this. It's a safe but boring choice.
It's
predictable, right?
I think here's something really interesting. This kind of almost surprised me that 75% of women pretended to like a gift that they received.
Yeah.
I'm a man myself. I'm no expert on this. I happen to sell some jewelry that fits the profile of what we do, but... the pressure is definitely on us.
Mm.
So we keep on saying it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
It's Valentine's Day and it's for both parties. It's not really, is it? It's us.
Yeah.
We the pressure is on us. You give us flowers or you give us a balloon. We would probably be fine with that.
Oh, we'd be chill.
Yeah, we'd be okay. Yeah. And then a glass of wine and the evening is perfect.
Great. I think you actually answering one of the questions that came through. Gab asked, what can I do for Valentine's Day with a budget of 00? She's a lady, by the way, with a budget of 00 and no food in the fridge.
Well,
but she's doing something for a guy.
Yes.
Remember?
Yeah.
So
yes.
so So you said the guys don't really care too much about, you know, the over the 100%
say for me, yeah, it would work very, very nicely. Mm. I don't know what zero means, if that is nothing, but I presume there would be things in the fridge that could be eaten. But a nice dinner,
yeah,
a bottle of wine, uh-huh, candlelights. That's all. That would be more than enough for me.
Yeah.
I don't need gifts to be happy, because it's already the woman that you love. At least it should be.
Yeah.
You know, if she asked me that, I'd be like, the best gift for me is if you don't stress me for the next month. Because that costs nothing. Don't stress me. I'll just be at work. No complaining. We leave the dishes as they are.
Honestly.
Leave the bed undone. No complaining for a month. Nope, I'm good.
Honestly, if it was a guy, like, from a guy's point of view, like, if you have zero and nothing in the fridge, then there's no stress, you know? Like, I'm easy. Like, let's just chill. Let's chill.
Watch some series. Yeah. Or like a movie.
Netflix and chill.
On your laptop.
It sounds so stressful. When I think of Valentine's Day and in my past relationships, I used to get stressed. They're like, you have to do something. Like, she even when she says that, I don't expect much.
She expects something.
She expects something.
Oh, that's the tricky part. Yeah. Right?
But so, what are you doing that in a situation like that, Klaus?
Which, I'm here, obviously, for a reason.
Yeah. And Klaus is our savior.
Yeah.
And listen very carefully now, guys.
Yeah.
It's called Pandora Jewelry. Mm. I could save... JC could do everything in a day.
Yeah.
If he went to a Pandora store, everybody, all of his wives would be happy. Everything would be good.
Yeah.
And the same goes for everybody else out there.
Yeah.
And not only that, you've taken care of Valentine's Day for literally the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Because you can keep on adding. There's always something that fits the profile. Collector's items, silver hearts. I mean, who doesn't want a silver heart? And then we have silver heart with a little stud on it. And then we have it, something with a little text on it that says, I love you. You can keep on adding and adding and adding.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Everything you do, the brilliant part is that it's got sentimental value.
And it's not predictable,
it's
right?
It's not predictable because we have the collection is big and the sentimental value is the part where it really becomes fantastic for guys, because whatever you give, she will remember.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She will remember the day, and that day he gave me a bicycle because we're going on a bicycle trip or whichever would fit in for the individual.
Yeah.
So it's fantastic.
So does Pandora customize jewelry?
We don't customize anything.
Yeah.
That's another brilliant part. Mm. You customize the jewelry for yourself.
Yeah.
You pick it up. We have a fantastic bracelet where you can keep on adding your, I think the best way to describe it is like a photo album on your wrist.
Wow.
So, I mean, if you go to Mauritius, you would have a crystal clear blue Murano, which represents the water of Mauritius. And if you take that silver or blue Murano and you took it to Thailand, it would mean something completely different. Mm. So it's the sentimental value that your loved one puts on this charm that makes the difference, the photo album. So it's an absolutely fantastic thing. And then think about it. Next year, she would need another charm or two or three.
Just to add on to
Just to add on. That's why we're here.
I think what you need to do is also help them lay down the story. You know, when I give her a gift and I need to say, you see this blue Murano, it represents, with that lovely accent of yours, it represents the waters of Paris.
And in your case, with the Seco, right? In your case, to stop the stress, we have a Zen charm.
Done.
The Zen charm. Ooh. Maybe you don't want to explain the reason why you're giving it to her, but you could give her a Zen charm. Relax. Mm.
You know, it's very interesting now, seeing that you spoke about Jay-Z and we spoke about how he needs to have a Valentine's week. You guys are basically eliminating all his problems. And Kanye dropped a message and she said, I think Jay-Z should just email us the Sona speech and focus on V-Day preps. One girlfriend is no joke. Imagine four wives. But now look at this. Pandora are giving you a solution where every single wife will be made to feel special, in essence, because you are building the solution towards that, right?
Absolutely.
Can I just post a comment? I'm sorry, class.
It's okay.
But for me, the thing that I've always found frustrating about Valentine's Day is that every year you need to like better yourself, right? You can't give the same thing every year. And when you go to the mall, you get one thing from here, and then you go to the other side of the mall, you get something else from there, and you go to the other side of the mall, you get something else from there. So for me, it makes sense to have a one-stop shop where I can get all of these things done. And plus, like, the guys can give you advice there, right?
We will literally tell you what to do. We will guide you. We will lead you. And if you want to better yourself every year, we have gold.
Yeah.
Mm. You can go gold. You can go diamonds. You can go
platinum.
You don't have to
platinum.
So if you want to add more money, that's we're fine with that. We can live with that.
Yeah. So I want to ask, actually, so as much as we spoke about guys getting gifts for girls, what about girls who want to get gifts for their boyfriends and their husbands? Do you guys provide a platform for that?
We do and we don't, because it is mainly a product for women.
Yeah.
And that's how we want to keep it. However, mm-hmm. there are lots and lots of guys who use leather bracelets. And again, it's sentimental value. If you have kids, you want to put a boy and a girl on your arm on a leather bracelet.
Yeah.
And although, and because you have meaning to it,
almost
like it takes the femininity out of that leather bracelet.
Yeah.
Because you as a man are showing a little bit of vulnerability. Yeah. And so for the ladies, that's a very, very good thing to do for your...
That's a beautiful thing, though, I have to say.
It is.
Shucks,
like a matching, something that matches, you know, it's you and her. And this is something, you know, that connects you two in some way.
I don't actually think we need to give the women this advice. I think they know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
To do.
Yeah, women,
that's the thing. They know. Yeah. And they also know what they want.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
This is actually more to give the guys the advice. Like we trying to you pretty much our secret agent, and you know what they want, and you coming to us and you saying, guys, listen, let me tell you what these girls want.
I promise you go 5 years back and I had no clue.
Yeah.
But now I know how to ease guys' life.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I used to have a saying that wherever you go, whether you go to the pub, the Shebeen, or you go climb Table Mountain, always in your cubbyhole in your car or in your pocket, have a little silver charm. If she already has a Pandora bracelet, have a silver charm. You come home drunk and you say, honey, listen, look what I bought you.
I got something nice for you.
And you're sorted.
Yeah, fantastic.
It's everything. She'll forget everything that happened.
Exactly.
And I mean, this conversation is very necessary because, I mean, according to the stat here, 83% of men admit that they struggle to find the perfect gift. And this is for every single time. Now you're thinking, ooh, her birthday is gone. What's Valentine's Day is coming.
And when's our anniversary?
And then an anniversary. So it piles up, you know. Valentine's Day is just the tip of the iceberg. Then there's going to be more things.
You've got small kids. Yeah. You need to do something for Mother's Day.
Yes. Yeah. Oh,
we
Mother's
will
Day too.
Help you.
Yeah.
Yes, we're here.
Yeah. And then you could also help them say the story as well. You're like, listen, here's what you can say about this jewelry, because it's like this and like that and like that, and here's what you can bring out of it. Like, for instance, when you were talking about that
that lovely
jewel just now. Yeah.
If you see the eyes of your spouse and a little child, 3-year-old child, walks up with the Pandora charm, then you'll see tears. It's an amazing thing. And that again goes back to, this is a photo album. It's on your wrist. She will never forget about that day.
You know what the beautiful thing about all these Pandora gifts and all that is, that there's a meaning. I think you've emphasized the fact that the meaning behind that. But that meaning actually makes the gift priceless. You can't really put a price to that, because it's held and it's got that sentimental value that lasts an eternity.
And it doesn't fade.
Mm. Yeah, it doesn't.
And it doesn't fade.
Yeah.
And your wrist doesn't go green.
Yeah, right.
And I think that's the really main problem about us guys.
Yeah.
We're very, I got you something. Yeah, here we go. And then we leave it there, you know? And then we expect the girl to be wow. Instead of like building a story to it.
Yeah.
Hey, bro.
Guys, this is so bad. I'm learning more here than I have
in
the last few years, right?
In the last few years.
You're learning more than you learned when your dad had the man talk with you.
We should like incorporate this into the man talk.
You know
we should. We should. There's the birds and the bees, and then there's Pandora.
And then you gotta be creative about
right.
it.
Might be our new slogan.
Yeah. Yo.
The birds and bees, and then there's Pandora.
With a voice to it. There's the birds and the bees, and then there is Pandora.
Look at
this
us
pretty cool.
Being so creative. Pandora just sparked our creativity, right? Like, yo.
Actually, I saw something interesting in the stats right here, because what they did is they went worldwide almost to try and really just see how women feel about their gifts everywhere, especially when it comes to Valentine's Day. And which country do you think, Lesejo, just on the top of your head, which country would have the ladies that pretend the most? Like they would put up a face of, ah, thank you so much, honey.
Wow, that's so deep. The ones that pretend the most?
Yeah. Let me just give you a choice. So it's between Italy, United Kingdom, United States, Denmark, where Klaus is from, Hong Kong, Australia, or Germany.
Just be off. Think of the most obvious. It's think of the most obvious.
Thing. I think it would be Germany. I'd say Germany because I don't know. It's full of like engineers and all that type of stuff there, right? I wouldn't like picture them as being warm-hearted people. I don't know.
Can I take a guess?
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen the stats also. Like, yeah. Just think of it, obviously. Like, the most hype, the most fake, the most people, the people that set up the most stories.
I didn't actually know if I could say that on radio, but I'm going to set this up.
Honestly, let's just think about this. Let's be honest about this. The USA, like, it must be the USA.
What's your prediction?
I've got the papers in front of me, so I know.
Yeah.
So, for me, it would be the USA, because, like, those people are full of nonsense. Because
everything is fake,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, everything's fake. Like, so, it's easy to lie, I would
that's
say.
That's a very big generalization. People are full of nonsense. Yo.
Yes.
Yo.
We're uncensored, so it's all good.
Okay, so here goes the stats. So 61% is Denmark of women who pretended to like their gift. 67%, which is more than that, is Germany. Hong Kong, I like your gift, is 74%. So I think the men in Hong Kong give very bad gifts, like, don't worry, it is big now. You can grow into it. Which is very bad. And then the United Kingdom is 78%.
That's
so I'm still alive, right?
Yeah, you're still alive.
Okay.
79% is Italy and Australia at a tie. I mean, I would think Italian men are supposed to be these men of suave.
Listen, coming from Europe and having been there a couple of times, mm-hmm. I also thought that they would be like, we know.
Yeah.
But women are everywhere. They're tricky. So you can't just...
It's difficult,
yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. And then in number one, the United States with 86%. Yo, what are those guys doing wrong?
They're busy watching the Kardashians. That's what they're doing.
Yo, we need Pandora in the USA. Do you have Pandora in the USA yet? You need to save those guys, man.
I think there are very, very few square meters of square kilometers in the world where we don't have a presence. So
yeah.
I don't know which country we're missing, but we definitely huge.
Nah, the USA
US.
Needs
US, the US is the biggest market.
That's very strategic.
But for a reason, right?
Yeah.
There's a need.
86% of all the women in the US, I'm generalizing a little bit here, are unsatisfied.
Hey, man. Like I said.
With their gifts.
like
for Valentine's Day. So it's a tricky one.
It's two ways. Let's look at it this way. It's either those women need to be more honest so the men can jack up.
Yeah.
Or Pandora must just... just flourish, you know, in the US and help men out.
We didn't show the old stat, but the old stat was 98%. And then we entered the US and now it's 86.
So you've done your part.
You've changed the world. No,
yeah. I mean, just in terms of familiarity with the brand, Pandora has over 100 stores across 6 continents. So, Pandora is everywhere.
I think we have 100 setups over the different continents. But I think we have more than 1,500 stores, individual stores.
Whoa.
All in all, I stand to be corrected now. Yeah. Worldwide, I think we have 15,000 points of sale.
What?
That includes everything, not just the big stores. So all little points of sales that we have around the world.
Yeah.
And the growth is phenomenal. And obviously, when you have a product like Pandora, you have good quality.
Yeah.
It's handmade jewelry.
Yeah.
When you get a little stone or a little charm with stones in it, it has 76 zirconia stones sitting in it.
Mm.
Each individual stone is set by hand.
Shucks.
And when you realize that, and then you go out and pay, let's say, 1,200 rand for a charm like that, because 1,200 rand can seem like a lot of money, but you know what goes into
the effort.
It is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Really fantastic product.
Yeah.
I've got another thing that I think would be very, very interesting to the men out there, because we have a lot of men that walk into our stores, we guide them, and we tell them what to do. But now you can actually do it from your workplace.
Yeah.
You can go in to our Pandora website, local Pandora website, pandora.net/ZA, and then we have the male gift finder. Go to the gift finder, put in, it will help you, it will guide you through what you need to do. So
that's
tell you
solution.
What is it for? It is for Valentine's Day. So all the love charms comes up, and all the love rings, and whatever we have that fits the profile of this, the same thing will happen for Mother's Day. You do that, and then when you've done that, it comes out with a list, and you send that list to her mom, her sister, all her friends, and saying, guys, what do you think? And then they come back, and you have your answers.
Solution.
Then you know. Then the solution is there. You don't even have to get out of your chair.
Yeah.
Just phone the store. We'll sort it out for you.
So I can just say it makes my life a lot easier. Eh? Like, ooh. It's like a breath of fresh air. Like, ooh.
So, Klaus the Great, what are you getting your special lady this Valentine's Day?
See, this is a very, very tricky one because I'm not really much of a... No, I'm kidding. By definition, I have to do my Pandora thing.
Yeah.
But because I do the Pandora thing... Mm. I know it will work.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm never really in trouble.
Yeah.
There is one downside for me is that working with and for Pandora,
yeah,
obviously, it's the easy choice. So I can't stop there. I have to do something.
Yeah. Because
I have to do something extra.
You're a little predictable.
But that's me. That's not you guys. So I would.
That's true.
Pandora for me always works. That's the sentimental value. It's a story. Mm-hmm. And then a very, very nice dinner the West Cliff or.
Yeah, honestly,
that would be beautiful.
We should have it like this: Pandora, the solution. Done.
You know what I'm gonna do now? I'm gonna try my luck. So I'll probably purchase something.
Yeah,
we'll find someone from the office that we think we smock.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we'll drop it down on their desk.
Yeah,
and probably like record their reaction and see what happens.
Right, so maybe like some sort of. Yeah. Secret admirer type of vibe.
We should probably do it. I think it's a plan. I'm sorry.
I was like a secret Santa, but on Valentine's Day.
But on Valentine's Day, why not? Because there's always that one flame of a chick in the office.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Especially at Nesicho's office. Like, let's not lie. Nesicho's office. Whew. Yeah, ne?
It's such a problem. But I like the whole idea of the gift finder, right?
Yeah.
Because women know each other best.
Yeah.
They know each other better. So if you're able to literally get a compilation of all their opinions from her friends, as well as her mom, as well as her sisters, and you know they won't tell her.
Yeah, of course. Because women don't tell.
And your woman's most probably... And your woman's most probably told your bestie already. So the best source to find out what she needs is is her bestie.
Mm.
So
and I mean, women know what's trending, what's new, and all that type of stuff. So you go onto the viewfinder, you come, onto the gift finder, find a couple of things that, could more or less be what she needs or wants at that time. Check out with the friends, and then you got like that perfect thing that's going to get tears in her eyes.
You guys come up with a lot of good. Can we get a recording of this? I need to use this.
The podcast will be available.
So we know, guys, the mandate for this weekend is try to get whoever the women are in our lives.
Yeah. Yeah.
As long as you can get them to cry and a tear falls down, you've done your job.
And please, you've achieved. Please record it
and
send it to us. We'll use this and we'll send it out. And they will be famous.
Yeah.
That's another thing we can add to the...
Yeah, right?
It's absolutely fantastic.
Nesicho, your secret admirer, you should really use the gift finder for her, right? And this is how we're going to do it. Because after that, after she gets the Pandora gift, and after she finds out it's you and you made her famous, she'll be in love with you forever, bro.
It's done.
Done.
It's done, guys. I would be the Ray J to Kim Kardashian.
There we go.
Done. Or I should be like when Kanye married Kim. Eh?
Yeah, no, you should, right? You should.
100%. So, Klaus, the only thing regret that I have from today is I really wish we had met Klaus like a year ago.
Yeah, man. Would have made our lives a lot easier. A couple of years ago, man.
Klaus?
I'm sorry. We should have been here before, I know.
Yeah,
we should have been here before.
But we're here
Thank you for being here now, because future relationships are going to be so much better.
You know what I mean?
No, thank you, guys.
The reason why you were in cheers is because you were out there saving America.
That's the thing.
Now you're here in
saved
South
America.
Africa.
Yeah. Yeah. Now we're going to save Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
And now polygamous relationships.
It was actually never in the business plan for South Africa, but now that you mention it, you're right.
You know, because you can get more hits per client.
Yeah,
because
it's like...
Greatest success rate, bro.
This should be the biggest Valentine's in the world.
Jay-Z, if you're listening out there, don't worry about
Pandora's
Valentine's Day.
Got you, man.
Focus on Sona. Pandora's got you, man.
Yeah. I think, that this is a great relief for all men. Pandora has a website, right? We can just go onto the website as well.
Pandora.net?
Yeah.
/ZA?
Yeah.
/EN-ZA, I think it is, but I'm sure you guys can put it
up. We'll put it up on our Facebook and our Twitter and all that type of stuff, and guys can check it out. I think a couple of girls want to check it out as well. I see a lot of girls say a thing or two. So I think what the girls are going to do, they're going to check it out, then they're going to hint to the man, like, you know.
More than just hint, nudge.
I think if they're quick, it's only Thursday, right? Yeah. So I think if they're quick, we're in literally all major shopping centers now, so they would find us quickly.
Yeah. Wow, man. Pandora is the future, guys. Like, I want to make sure that, you know what, I've got a best buddy in Pandora to just always give me these nice stories.
Yeah, Klaus. No,
I got the voice, but I need the content, you know. So Klaus is my guy now. I'll get you on speed dial, Klaus, you know.
And we're 5.7 kilometers away from you. Just, it's quick.
Man,
it's easy.
And I mean, Lesotho is into jogging now. He could even jog to Pandora.
I could jog to Pandora.
Quick.
I'll make sure that if you jog there, we'll have the red wine ready. And
fantastic.
We'll doll it up for you. Okay?
Like I said, Pandora, the solution, bro. Like, it's everything. It's everything now. Like, all my future relationships, can I just thank Pandora now? Because you saved a lot of the hard times. Like, in those tough times where I really messed up, thank you, Pandora, for solving them. Because she forgot completely about what I did last night or the foolish things that I did before. Because every time I showed her that bracelet with meaning, it meant a lot to her. She's like, she's like shouting at me, like, oh, thank you so much. Like, that's what it's about.
And
man,
the thing is, you know you mess up.
Yeah.
I know. We're men. We tend to mess up, foolish decisions.
But we don't do it on purpose.
Yeah, man.
Just,
we don't do it on purpose. Ladies. Yeah, but we know what the solution is now, right?
We do. Pandora.
Yeah. The good thing is, Pandora is finally in America. It's in South Africa. It's everywhere. And I mean, if you were not shopping at Pandora, and then you got a breakup, then you started saying things like Kanye West did, and she got you for 18 years. Thank you very much, Klaus.
Thank you very much, thanks for having
everybody.
Me, guys.
Gentlemen, everyone is sorted now. Valentine's Day is never going to be the same again.
This is CliffCentral.com.